Chapter 22 Owl Post Again.
Harry!
Hermione was tugging at his sleeve, staring at her watch.
We've got exactly 10 minutes to get back down to the hospital wing without anybody seeing us before Dumbledore locks the door.
Okay, said Harry, wrenching his gaze from the sky. Let's go. They slipped through the doorway behind them and down a tightly spiralling stone staircase. As they reached the bottom of it, they heard voices. They flattened themselves against the wall and listened. It sounded like Fudge and Snape. They were walking quickly along the corridor at the foot of the staircase.
"Only hope Dumbledore's not going to make difficulties," Snape was saying. "The kiss will be performed immediately?"
"As soon as McNair returns with the Dementors. This whole Black affair has been highly embarrassing. I can't tell you how much I'm looking forward to informing the Daily Prophet that we've got him at last. I dare say they'll want to interview you, Snape. And once young Harry's back in his right mind, I expect he'll want to tell the Prophet exactly how you saved him."
Harry clenched his teeth. He caught a glimpse of Snape's smirk as he and Fudge passed Harry and Hermione's hiding place. Their footsteps died away. Harry and Hermione waited a few moments to make sure they'd really gone, then started to run in the opposite direction. Down one staircase, then another, along a new corridor. Then they heard a cackling ahead.
"Peeves!" Harry muttered, grabbing Hermione's wrist. "In here!"
They tore into a deserted classroom to their left, just in time. Peeves seemed to be bouncing along the corridor in tearing spirits, laughing his head off.
"Oh, he's horrible!" whispered Hermione, her ear to the door.
"I bet he's all excited because the Dementors are going to finish Sirius." She checked her watch.
"3 minutes, Harry!"
They waited until Peeves's gloating voice had faded into the distance, then slid back out of the room and broke into a run again.
"Hermione, what'll happen if we don't get back inside before Dumbledore locks the door?"
Harry panted.
"I don't want to think about it," Hermione moaned, checking her watch again. "1 minute!"
They had reached the end of the corridor with the hospital wing entrance.
"Okay, I can hear Dumbledore," said Hermione tensely. "Come on, Harry!"
They crept along the corridor. The door opened. Dumbledore's back appeared.
"I'm going to lock you in," they heard him saying. "It is 5 minutes to midnight. Miss Granger, 3 turns should do it. Good luck."
Dumbledore backed out of the room, closed the door, and took out his wand to magically lock it. Panicking, Harry and Hermione ran forwards. Dumbledore looked up, and a wide smile appeared under the long silver moustache.
"Well?" he said quietly. "We did it!" said Harry breathlessly. "Sirius has gone, on Buckbeak!"
Dumbledore beamed at them.
"Well done.
I think..." He listened intently for any sound within the hospital wing. "Yes, I think you've gone, too. Get inside. I'll lock you in."
Harry and Hermione slipped back inside the dormitory. It was empty except for Ron, who was still lying motionless in the end bed. As the lock clicked behind them, Harry and Hermione crept back to their own beds, Hermione tucking the time-turner back under her robes. Next moment, Madame Pomfrey had come striding back out of her office.
"Did I hear the headmaster leaving? Am I allowed to look after my patients now?"
She was in a very bad mood. Harry and Hermione thought it best to accept their chocolate quietly. Madame Pomfrey stood over them, making sure they ate it. But Harry could hardly swallow. He and Hermione were waiting, listening, their nerves jangling. And then, as they both took a fourth piece of chocolate from Madame Pomfrey, they heard a distant roar of fury echoing from somewhere above them.
"What was that?" said Madame Pomfrey in alarm.
Now they could hear angry voices growing louder and louder. Madame Pomfrey was staring at the door.
"Really, they'll wake everybody up. What do they think they're doing?"
Harry was trying to hear what the voices were saying. They were drawing nearer.
"He must have disapparated, Severus. We should have left somebody in the room with him. When this gets out—"
"He didn't disapparate!"
Snape roared, now very close at hand.
"You can't apparate or disapparate inside this castle! This has something to do with Potter!"
"Severus, be reasonable. Harry has been locked up."
Damn!'
The door of the hospital wing burst open. Fudge, Snape, and Dumbledore came striding into the ward. Dumbledore alone looked calm. Indeed, he looked as though he was quite enjoying himself. Fudge appeared angry, but Snape was beside himself.
"Out with it, Potter!" he bellowed. "What did you do?"
"Professor Snape!" shrieked Madame Pomfrey. "Control yourself!"
"See here, Snape, be reasonable," said Fudge. "This door's been locked. We just saw—"
"They helped him escape! I know it!"
Snape howled, pointing at Harry and Hermione. His face was twisted. Spit was flying from his mouth.
"Calm down, man!" Fudge barked. "You're talking nonsense!
You don't know Potter!" shrieked Snape. "He did it! I know he did it!"
"That will do, Severus," said Dumbledore quietly. "Think about what you are saying. This door has been locked since I left the ward 10 minutes ago. Madame Pomfrey, have these students left their beds?"
"Of course not," said Madame Pomfrey, bristling. "I've been with them ever since you left."
"Well, there you have it, Severus," said Dumbledore calmly. "Unless you are suggesting that Harry and Hermione are able to be in two places at once, I'm afraid I don't see any point in troubling them further." Snape stood there, seething, staring from Fudge, who looked thoroughly shocked at his behaviour, to Dumbledore, whose eyes were twinkling behind his glasses. Snape whirled about, robes swishing behind him, and stormed out of the ward.
"Fellow seems quite unbalanced," said Fudge, staring after him. "I'd watch out for him if I were you, Dumbledore."
"Oh, he's not unbalanced," said Dumbledore quietly. "He's just suffered a severe disappointment."
"He's not the only one," puffed Fudge. "The Daily Prophet's going to have a field day. We had Black cornered, and he slipped through our fingers yet again. All it needs now is for the story of that Hippogriff's escape to get out, and I'll be a laughing-stock. Well, I'd better go and notify the Ministry."
"And the Dementors?" said Dumbledore. "They'll be removed from the school, I trust."
"Oh, yes, they'll have to go," said Fudge, running his fingers distractedly through his hair. "Never dreamed they'd attempt to administer the kiss on an innocent boy. Completely out of control. No, I'll have them packed off back to Azkaban tonight. Perhaps we should think about dragons at the school entrance."
"Hagrid would like that," said Dumbledore, with a swift smile at Harry and Hermione. As he and Fudge left the dormitory, Madame Pomfrey hurried to the door and locked it again. Muttering angrily to herself, she headed back to her office. There was a low moan from the other end of the ward. Ron had woken up. They could see him sitting up, rubbing his head, looking around.
"What happened?"
he groaned.
"Harry? Why are we in here? Where's Sirius? Where's Lupin? What's going on?"
Harry and Hermione looked at each other. "You explain," said Harry, helping himself to some more chocolate.